Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
B. Mitch and Finley on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Fired up to talk to Frank Schwab from Yahoo Sports. Talking about the NFL, Commanders, all of it via the Rude Guest Hotline. Frank, what's up, dude? How you been?
Hey, what's happening?
Not much, man. Brian and I are live in Madrid as we get ready for the Commanders-Dolphins game on Sunday. Why don't we start there? Just kind of your thoughts on a pair of 3-7 teams that Europe gets to watch.
Yeah, these poor people of Madrid, Spain. Like, this is the best we can offer you. Sorry. Like, and I mean, and honestly, like, the NFL couldn't have known. I mean, we expected the Commanders to be good and Dolphins, I guess. Like, I didn't expect them to be very good, but still, it should have been a more entertaining game than this. I feel bad for the Commanders. I really do. I mean, such a long-awaited, glorious season last year. So fun. So many great wins. The Jaden story was awesome. The run to the NFC Championship game was so great. Those fans deserved it, maybe more than anybody else after living through the Dan Snyder era. And then to just come back to earth this season. I knew regression was coming. I think everybody kind of knew that, you know, you can't keep winning games on Hail Marys. Like, that's not going to sustain very often. But it just, the pendulum swung so far the other way where the Commanders haven't caught a break all year. I mean, it has just been miserable for them, and I really do. Like, I'm not even pandering because you guys are talking to me. I really do feel for Commanders fans because last season was so great, so fun, so well deserved. Waiting so long for it, and then all of a sudden this happens, and it's just it's got to be miserable around there.
It is. I look at last year. Like, I told JP last year, you don't have injuries in one year, they come in the next year. And yeah, I can see this thing flipping completely to the other direction next year. So, I mean, I know this year is bad, but this is not a one-year, two-year thing. This is something for the long haul. And you seemingly have the quarterback that can get it done. If they could just function, get some positivity out of this year, I think they can come right back.
I do too. The one thing that bothers me about the Commanders is they do have the oldest roster in football. Like, that is something that has to be addressed. And you look back and, you know, was it smart to trade for Debo? Was it smart to trade for Tunsil? They acted like they had arrived in that way. But Tunsil is going to be a good player for a while, so at a very valuable position. So maybe not. I mean, maybe that was the right move. But I think in this next offseason, Adam Peters has to take a long look at that roster. Like, how do we get younger, much younger, like much, much younger, mm-hmm. to kind of get back to the, okay, we do have the main piece with Jaden Daniels. Got a lot of other good players. Got a good coach. I like Dan Quinn still. How do we get it back to, okay, this is kind of the middle of the rebuild. How do we get it back to that where it's more of a, you know, trying to be good over the next 3 or 4 years rather than just trying to win the NFC East this year. I think that it's just going to be a very, very interesting offseason to see how they approach it.
Yeah, it's going to be. And, you know, this past offseason, was just disjointed with what we thought the goals were. Joining us now is Frank Schwab, Yahoo Sports senior NFL writer and contributor to Inside Coverage on Yahoo Sports TV. I want to zoom out a little and just talk about the league as a whole. B and I are here in Europe. That game was on in the like abject middle of the night.
I didn't see that game.
What did you have a column out, I think this morning, about how New England has turned it around and the Jets are just a joke of an organization.
Yeah, I mean, basically that's it. Like, when you're owned by Woody Johnson, you have no chance. Like, that's just the when you have the worst owner in the NFL, like, it is just hard. It is hard to produce a winner. And I think it's just startling.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys know better than anybody, really. It's just startling to me that from 2022 to 2024, the Jets had more wins than the Patriots. Like, they were both at the bottom of the AFC East each year, winning, you know, four or five games, whatever it was. And one team has figured it out, and the other team is still where they are. And the difference, like, that game was always kind of close last night, score-wise, where you're like, all right, the Jets are only down 7 or 10. But if you've watched football long enough, and you've watched the Jets at all this season, you knew there was zero chance for them to win. Zero. They are just pathetic. They're a bad football team. They're barely a professional organization at this point. Their offense is maybe the worst I've seen passing wise in my life. Like, it is unbelievable. Like, Justin Fields was never this bad. Like, Justin Fields was not a great passer by any means, but he's had four games of 54 passing yards or fewer this season. Tim Tebow never had a game like that. Like, Tim Tebow is the guy we always talk about with, like, oh, he's a guy who couldn't pass the football. Justin Fields has had four games worse than Tim Tebow's worst game in the NFL, and that's just this season. And he had 27 yards at halftime yesterday. It's just, I don't know how it's this bad for the Jets. Whereas the Patriots, look, it helps when you nail a pick like Drake May. Like, right? Like, you get a third pick. You end up getting an MVP candidate your second year. Great. Like, that's how you turn around a franchise really, really quick. And the Jets would, too. If the Jets had their Drake May, they'd look a lot better, too. But it's just startling to me that the Patriots figured this out really, really quickly, and now they're probably going to win the AFC East this year. Whereas the Jets, you look and you just say, what hope is there? Aside from the draft picks that are coming, but you traded some good young players to get those draft picks. Aside from the draft picks are coming, what hope do you have that the Jets turn this around? It's just miserable. It just has to be terrible to be a Jets fan.
I think you're right. My producer at NBC is a Jets fan, and she hates them. So I think you're right.
Yeah, I can imagine. Like, it is. They're just, again, when you have a bad owner, and that's why the whole, you know, the story came out this week about the NFLPA's report cards and the NFL pushing to get those eliminated. And we knew Woody Johnson was behind this, and he was. That was the reporting from ESPN. And it's no surprise at all, because instead of looking at that report card and seeing, I'm the lowest rated owner year after year, I need to get better, Woody Johnson says, well, this whole thing is bogus and we need to get rid of it so this never happens again. Like, that's the mindset of Woody Johnson. And you cannot overcome a bad owner. Again, you guys know this better than anybody. If you're a fan of a team and your owner just absolutely stinks, you know, you could trade the quarterback, you can fire the head coach, you can fire the general manager. You can't get rid of the owner. And that's why Jets fans are just so stuck, because they're Browns fans, or there's a few owners. I don't think Jacksonville's owner is very good. Miami's owner. We could talk about a lot of different owners, but really Woody Johnson stands out as the guy who, as long as he's the owner, the Jets are not going to be good.
Talking with our friend Frank Schwab from Yahoo Sports. You can give him a follow at Yahoo Schwab, S-C-H-W-A-B. Lot of big games this weekend, Frank, and I know you'll be all over it as Yahoo Sports senior NFL writer and contributor to Inside Coverage on Yahoo Sports TV. I kind of want to just run.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This is a juicy week in the NFL. What do you think for Bucks Bills?
It's really interesting. I don't know what to make of the Bills right now. I really don't. Like everybody else, I thought after September, I'm like, this is a Super Bowl team, right? They're 4-0. Everybody else in the AFC had its problems, like the Ravens and the Chiefs were losing, and you're like, this is it. This is it for the Bills. And they have been, they're 2-3 teams since then, since September. And you look, and their defense isn't very good, and their offense around Josh Allen's not very good. And they were really, I found it funny that Brandon Bean, their GM, was like, this isn't fantasy football. You could just trade all your draft picks. Well, maybe you should have done something. Like, I don't know. The window is not going to stay open forever, especially Drake May in that division now. So, yeah, I don't know what to make of the Bills, and the Buccaneers are one of those teams that's just good. They're fine. Injuries have really, really hurt them. Godwin, Evans, Irving. I think the Buccaneers can keep this close, though, because I don't think it's as easy as, oh, the Bills were embarrassed by last week's loss to the Dolphins. They're going to bounce back and beat the heck out of somebody. Like, I don't think they're that team anymore. I don't think they could just impose their will on somebody like that. So I expect that to be a really close, good game.
Yeah, they lost the game not long before that to somebody they weren't supposed to lose
totally.
To.
A game that's probably not on that many radars, but I think Chargers-Jags is interesting. Chargers look like they're really finally ascending, kind of hitting where Harbaugh wants them to be. Yet this game's in Jacksonville. You know, the Jags have been up and down, certainly. But what do you think, Northern Florida?
Yeah, that was a tough one. That was a tough one. I do my picks every Thursday, and I was like, I don't love the Chargers going on the road, the early start. You know, that's always kind of weird for West Coast teams. Their offensive line still has issues. But, man, Harbaugh's a good coach. He really is. It's just year after year he proves he is one of the best people on the planet at coaching football. He's quirky, but he's really, really good. So I picked the Chargers because I just don't know. I think I hate to be body language police or anything, but – man, you watched Liam Cohen. He is just so frustrated with Trevor Lawrence. Like, it is just, you can see it's like every other coach has been with Trevor Lawrence. It's like there's supposed to be more here, and there's just not. Like, this is who they are. Their last three, since they beat the Chiefs, which was supposedly the turning point for the Jaguars,
right?
They've lost 2 of 3, and their only win came late in overtime against the Raiders when they batted down a 2-point conversion. Like, the Jaguars are kind of a bad team right now. And, yeah, the Chargers are a good team. So, even on the road, I guess I'll take them.
This one I think is interesting because Chicago keeps winning games late. And maybe Caleb Williams really is becoming the guy people thought when he was drafted number 1 overall. Going on the road to play the Vikings. That defense is complicated. Brian Flores is really good at what he does. Big NFC North battle.
Yeah, and you know, remember back to week 1, Caleb came out, looked really good with the script. Once they got off of the script, it was like, oh yeah, Brian Flores is shutting off their water right now. That defense clamped down. I kind of expect the same thing. I hate to, look, the Bears are having a good season. One of those, kind of like the Commanders last year, where it's like a lot of breaks. Their fans should be excited about it. They've been waiting for this. But at the same time, I look at that team and say, this is just kind of fraudulent. Like, they can't. They should have lost to the Giants. If Jackson Dart doesn't get concussed last week, they lose to the Giants at home.
They should have lost to the Raiders a month ago.
Should have lost to I know. And it's like, I just don't trust this team at all. So you look, and, you know, the point spread is, you know, Vikings -3. And I think the casual people would be like, well, the Bears have won 6 of 7. And that other, the Vikings are 4-5. How are the Vikings a full field goal favorite? Well, it's because they're the better team. I don't care about the records. I think the Vikings are the better team, and I think they win this game.
Keeping it going, there's a huge game on the West Coast, Seahawks-Rams. Might be the best game of the weekend. Yep. I don't know what to think in that game. Spread's pretty tight.
In L.A.?
In L.A., yeah.
One of those games where you're like, I like both of these teams. Like, these two teams are – there's not many weaknesses with either of these teams. Coaching, quarterback, skill guys around the quarterback, the defenses. Like, both of these teams are just excellent. I prefer the Seahawks just a little bit more. Like, you got to pick one, right? Like, if you're picking a lane here, it's hard to choose between the two because Stafford has just been so ridiculously good. But I've liked the Seahawks team since early in the season and just thought they were a little underrated even. I think they're getting their due now, but, you know, mid-season when they were like, they lost a couple games they shouldn't have lost, and they were like 3-2, 4-2, whatever. I think people were slow to come around to the fact that this Seahawks team might be the best in football. I do power rankings every week, and I for a second thought, can I just put the Seahawks at number one? Because I truly think they might be the best team in football. And I know it's tough to go on the road at L.A., and, you know, they're a good, well-coached team, but I got to pick one or the other. I'm going to pick the Seahawks here.
Okay, but Sam Darnold, do you think he's completely gotten across that hump yet?
I think he has. Like, we're holding those two games against him, the ones at the end of last year. And other than that, he has been one of the best quarterbacks in football. Like, at some point, we just have to say he's had a weird career path, like a Rich Gannon-type career path, where it just doesn't make any sense based on what we know and history and all that. But the results are the results, and Sam Darnold has been an excellent quarterback for two seasons now, other than those two games. And if you're going to hold those two games against him forever, that's fine. But I believe I saw that his teams are 23-5 the last two seasons. Like, it's hard to deny at some point. I think he's here. I think Sam Darnold is just a good quarterback, hard stop. And we got to come around to the fact that I don't think he's going anywhere.
Mm. All right, I got two more big games. Chiefs going to Denver, KC against the Broncos, division rivalry, usually a good game. Denver's got a pretty big lead in that division. They need this one, though, to really feel like they've gotten over this Chiefs hump.
Yeah, and I think that I don't think people have really realized that if the Chiefs lose this game, their string of AFC West championships is probably over. Because the Broncos would be 3.5 games ahead of them with six to play. I mean, it's hard to blow that lead in that little amount of time, especially for a Broncos team that if they do win would be 9-2. We've spent so much time talking about the Broncos offense. Oh, why isn't it better? Why is Bo Nix regressed? Look at that ugly game against the Raiders, blah, blah, blah. Mm. And we're not talking enough about their defense. That defense is nasty. That defense is awesome. I have full respect for the Broncos defense, and I also think at some point Sean Payton's going to figure out the offense. I know he probably should have by now. It's week 11. We can't keep saying this every week, but I do have faith in Payton. I think the Broncos win this game straight up. I think the Broncos are a good football team, and I get the offense has had its issues, but they just have gotten lucky in the fourth quarter. No, they've made plays in these fourth quarters against the Eagles and against even the Giants. Like, I get they could have lost these games. I keep saying about Denver. There are two losses this year. No time left on the clock at Indianapolis, and no time left on the clock at the Chargers. We love Indianapolis. We love the Chargers. They're that close to being undefeated this year. I just think the Broncos are very, very, very underrated because their offenses look bad, and that's legit. Like, their offense has looked bad, but I don't know. You give me they're getting 4 points now. I think that's the most disrespectful spread I've seen all season. Like, really? You're going to give me an 8-2 Broncos team with maybe the best defense in football getting 4 points at home where they won 10 in a row? Okay, I'll sign up for that. I'm fine with that.
All day.
Yeah, man. And then Sunday night we get Eagles-Lions in Philly. Should be a good one.
Man, this was another game where I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea. I have a lot of respect for the Lions. I think the Lions are a good football team. They've had a few losses, unlike last year when they just about ran the table. But I just, you know, the whole, like, you know, you guys saw last week, Dan Campbell takes over the play calling duties, and I think he just, I'm not trying to portray him as some simpleton meathead that he gets portrayed as a lot of times, but I think he simplified things to, hey, let's get Jahmyr Gibbs the ball a little bit more. Hey, let's get Jamison Williams the ball in the on the move a little bit more. Like, this should be obvious, and we overcomplicate things sometimes. And I think just a new voice actually calling the plays. And like you said, it's a collaborative process. And you know, I think that the tenets of their offense are there, but I think they needed a new voice to kind of, get number zero the ball. Like, he's going to score a touchdown almost every time. So I think that was a big boost for them. But I also think the Eagles are such a funny team. I've never seen a more unhappy championship-winning team than the Eagles. They're angry every week about something or another.
That's just that area, man. That's what they grew up with.
Yeah, I know. They're 7-2, and everybody's like, "Oh my god, the offense was so terrible on Monday night." Yeah, the defense was awesome for the first time all year. So why can't we talk about that too? I don't know. I have a lot of respect for the Eagles. I think the Eagles are a really, really good football team that we kind of have this really weird, like, enjoyment out of their misery. But they're good. They're a good football team. But the Lions are a good football team, too. I took the Eagles, but if you called me in an hour, I might change my mind on that. This is a really, really good football game.
All right, Frank, last one. You're well-documented with your betting acumen. You got one pick you like the most this week? You got a lock for me?
Vikings. I just think the Bears are frauds. I'm sorry, Chicago. I'm a Wisconsin guy, so you already hate me. But I just think the Bears are not a good football team. I just think they're not as good as their record. They're fine. They're having one of those seasons where if their record was 500, they would be like, okay, this is good progress. But now they're 6-3 and thinking they're a little bit better than they are. I just don't think the Bears are very good. And I think Brian Flores is going to put them in the blender on Sunday.
All right, can't wait to find out. Thanks for the time, man. Appreciate
it. Take care.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, that's Frank Schwab from Yahoo Sports. You can give him a follow at Yahoo Schwab. When we come back, whoever's on hold, we're going to close you out. Then we're going to hear Jeff's song, make some predictions.
Let's get it.
Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's B-Mitch here. FanDuel Friday is turning it up with NBA Happy Hour. Every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, FanDuel is dropping limited time special to get you in the zone. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all designed to bring that Friday energy. This isn't just another promo. It's your weekly pregame. NBA Happy Hour, every Friday, 6 to 7:30 Eastern. Only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to grab your reward before the clock expires. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.